All right, item six, Fenwick Pier, which is a story in itself. Poor Fenwick Pier almost got forgotten, and I think people have now realised we have to do something about Fenwick Pier. We have quite a team with us. Welcome, everybody. We are on time, which is a change. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Just while people are taking their seats, any declarations of interest? Maggie Brooke, declaration of interest? Anybody else been involved over the years with Fenwick Pier? Welcome, everybody. Sorry, I hope we have enough seats. Quite a team. Right, first of all, we have representatives from the Servicemen's Guides Association, led by Ted Algaier. We then have Headland Development, Mr. Yip Chan. Aedis are with us, designers. Elaine Lee is with us. And then we have Townland Consultants, Planning Consultants with us, led by Cindy Tsang. We've dealt with declarations of interest. Maggie Brooke has declared interest. Sorry. I'm just being reminded that on the last occasion, because my wife was involved in the scheme, not that I'm involved anyway, but my wife was involved in the scheme, I handed over the chair to Vincent, which I would do if Vincent was here. what do members feel? I'm very happy to step aside, given the family connection, if that's appropriate.
Just to say, I'm no longer involved in the scheme. I was, and I think I do need to mention it, but I'm no longer involved.
All right, but if I stepped aside last time, why don't I do the same again here? If, Vincent, would you mind taking the chair? Thank you. What's yes, you mind? last time I stepped aside and you took the chair.
Yes.
Can you take the chair this time?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So, have we welcome our guests? Welcome the project team, Servicemen Guide Association, Mr. Theo LG. Oh, you have already introduced. Okay, why don't you tell me? Okay. So,
<It's> okay.
Okay, so why don't you just start? Okay?
Okay, thank great. Mr. Chairman and distinguished members of the Harborfront Commission, we last briefed you in 2012, and in the last 2 years, we've made significant movement with the design of the building. There has been some minor changes due to a few things that I'll cover during the course of the brief. But just a bit of a background again, as we like to tell our story, because sometimes SGA seems to be a bit of a mystery to many still in Hong Kong. As the slide says, we've been an NGO. We were founded in 1955. We've been providing services for visiting naval servicemen since the 60s, and we've been the international home for all foreign servicemen since 1997. The building, if anyone's been there, you can see that we certainly do need to upgrade and refurbish the building. And we believe that we have an excellent design by Aedis, and that will enhance the harborfront and make it, again, one of those vibrant places for people to come to when the ships aren't here, and then when the ships are here, be a great place for our foreign naval visitors to enjoy Hong Kong, to start or finish their tour in Hong Kong. Just a little bit of background on the government liaison. Fenwick Pier was, it was zoned other, it was zoned for open space in 1998. We started liaison with the Development Bureau in 2010. We looked on alternate sites to provide a home for the visiting servicemen. With the government's assistant, looked at several places. In the end, it was decided it would be best just to retain the facility where we are at number one, Lung King Street. With that, the government has been working with this on many fronts. Currently, with all the refurbishment and the reclamation that's going on around us, there's been two sets of temporary landing steps built to go ahead and bring the water taxis in for the servicemen. When the reclamation is complete, there will be three sets of landing steps for the public to enjoy, and then also to bring the water taxis close to Fenwick Pier with on-grade crossings to bring them into the building. So from 2012, then we briefed the Harborfront Commission, which we received in principle support. We've also received in principle support from the LDAC, as well as the Wanchai District Council. Along with that, the Development Bureau is prepared to provide policy support subject to the Town Planning Board's approval of our rezoning request and the Security Bureau's support. We do have the Security Bureau's support to remain at our current site and do what we've been doing in the past. We're still looking for how that may change a bit in the future. We briefed the Town Planning Board on 27 June of this year. So along with the objectives of the development scheme, we believe we fit into all the tenets of what you're looking for in the harbor front. We certainly have stakeholder engagement and public engagement. It is sustainable development, integrated planning into the waterfront by our design, diversity of use. The building will be open to the public at all times, and for the enjoyment of for visitors to Hong Kong and the people of Hong Kong to come and enjoy as well. Open space, landscaping, linkage to and from the waterfront, and again, making sure that we remain a landmark for the waterfront. The next slide shows you the comparison between the original design that you saw here in 2012 and what we have now. There's been we've had to have a slight change in the site boundary, and which changed the way the building would look. We've had to change a few of the parking spaces and then the total GFA, and a bit of reduction in open space provision that we talked about before. What we didn't know that was going to happen, we had to excise part of the southwestern corner of the site, as you can see here from the red dashed drawings on the front, to improve the physical and visual permeability to the harbor front on that Las Ramblas there, if you're familiar with that site. And then at the time, we were unaware of the permanent closure of Lung King Street, which will eliminate the emergency vehicular access on the eastern side of the building. So we've had some slight design changes due to that, but the overall building design remains as it was. Again, what we propose to do is have it rezoned to other specified uses for commercial, cultural, institute, and recreational uses to do the refurbishment for our building. Okay, so this is a major refurbishment, but it will not be a new building. The next slide shows you what we have, what was proposed in our original design to you, and then the change that we've had to add due to the circumstances that we became aware of after that brief to you in 2012. Not a lot of changes, as we can see here, but we have had to have a few changes due to the design. What we're looking at now is just comparison with the existing buildings. It will remain a low rise. The idea is not to block anyone's view of the waterfront from Wanchai, from the area, from Wanchai North, but be able to provide a vibrant place for everyone to come and visit, and with ease of access. And along with that, we did show you design the last time. We've improved that and with the changes, and we will show you that After this brief is over, give you a chance to take a look at the new animation that we have, the 3D animation that we have for you. So we've taken a proactive stakeholder public engagement approach with the Development Bureau, with the Hong Kong government, with the Harbourfront Commission, with the Wan Chai District Council. We certainly want to preserve Victoria Harbor, you know, as it has been a port for foreign sailors since Hong Kong became Hong Kong, and we'd like to continue that. But we also know that we need to be coherent, and we want to enhance the waterfront, especially when the ships are not here. So we're looking at, for our sustainable development, for the economic, social, environmental issues there, integrated planning into the harbor waterfront. We used ADIS as our designer. We have F&B facilities, retail uses, institutional uses, history and voluntary work of the SGA, history of the Victoria Harbor, and open spaces for public use. And again, for the public enjoyment, recreation, leisure uses, open space, landscaping, the idea is to have a building with terrace spaces that view the harbor waterfront that are open to the public at all times, to have several choices of food and beverage for them, and as well as for the visiting sailors. We do about 35 to 45,000 sailors. In fact, we have 5,000 plus sailors that have requested Beijing to visit Hong Kong in June. This type of building will certainly facilitate their entertainment and provide them a place where they can relax, but it will also be a place that people in Hong Kong, visitors of Hong Kong, and people who live in Hong Kong can enjoy when the sailors are not here. So this, the barrier-free access to the harbor front, we'd like to, we have a proposal to link up to the extension for the Academy for Performing Arts with an overhead walkway once that is done, when that happens. Again, open space. We've tried to maximize the public open space. The entire site from a bird's eye view, at some point, all that will be open space for the public. If you look at from the roof, from the terraces that we have on the various levels of the building. Again, for the design, again, we want to extend the southwestern corner at landscaping, F&B facilities, for when the people are visiting the waterfront, that they actually have some place where they can come and enjoy the waterfront, get something to eat. As I said earlier, we keep a low profile. And we do have, we believe we have an iconic building design. Again, we need to stress that as a refurbishment, it's not a new building. We have to refurbish the building we have based on the boundary site constraints that we have. But we're going to have an open facade, seamless integration to the new central waterfront. And that's all we really have for you. I'd like to go ahead and play the animation for you, if I could. This is seen coming from the Hong Kong Island side going towards the waterfront. Notice the extension to the new Performing Arts Center extension to help bring tourists to and from the waterfront. We have in the proposal a covered walkway leading towards the waterfront that has not been approved. And again, with open space for everyone in Hong Kong to be able to enjoy the building, as well as keeping Hong Kong a landmark and as a port of call for all foreign sailors who come to Southeast Asia. Okay, with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll end our formal presentation, and we're standing by for comments and questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Theo. So did I understand correctly that you are actually staying on the same site that you have?
That's correct.
And redeveloping the building?
We are redeveloping the building. We are asking for a rezoning so we can do a major refurbishment on the building.
So it's a refurbishment rather than taking down the original building and build a new one?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. So like to hear members' comments on this proposal. Yes, Andy.
Chairman, just a few questions regarding your proposed zoning, rezoning boundary. It seems that on the eastern side, actually, I think you're trying to keep your original site boundary. But actually, you look at your drawings, actually, you show quite irregular eastern site boundary, which probably may be due to your current boundary configurations. But I just wonder how this rezoning actually would be tackled in terms of the extinguishment of the Long King Street, right? It's got, you mentioned about the extinguishment of the existing loop road around the existing sewage treatment facilities.
Yes, sir. What we've had to do is we've had to, on the western side, we've had to excise a portion of that, and what we're requesting is to gain what we've excised back on the eastern side in order to have a hammerhead so that it will not, we're going to lose the loop, but we'll be able to have delivery services on that side of the building for trash and supplies to come in there and turn around and then leave, not going all the way around, but just a hammerhead. For that. That's why it looks a bit irregular.
Yeah, it's a bit odd in terms of looking at the remaining part of the song, of the GIC song and the existing road song to the east of your development. And I think just wonder how you're going to tackle that. Maybe it's because it's the planning department's task to tidy it up. The second thing is about the issue of how the adjoining future APA extension, also the open space, will be integrated with your development as in terms of pedestrian circulation and also the accessibility. Because now the interfacing between your site and the APA extension is actually a carriageway with the hammerhead and the EVA. It seems that it's all primarily planned for the vehicular circulations, right? And I just don't have a full picture of how the public will actually get access onto the open space to the north if people actually approach from the south. Can you elaborate this issue on the pedestrian circulations and the accessibility to the open space to the north of the site?
Okay. You want to?
Yes.
Which one do you want to share?
Okay, thank you. Maybe you can collect the question first and answer as a whole, right? Shuki? Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to make sure my understanding is correct. You're talking about this is a refurbishment, not a redevelopment.
Mm. That's correct.
So it's not the building is not going to be demolished.
No.
It will be simply just improve, upgrade, enhance. Okay, so what you are proposing, Section 12A rezoning application is just to recognize the existing use on the site. Okay, and you are opening up the building to the public in different levels for public enjoyment. I think this is certainly supportable. Mm-hmm. And also, you are proposing a connection with the adjoining APA development. I think you are actually encouraging people from the APA to come to make use of your property, your services. Okay, this is also supportable. Now, you mentioned about there are several thousand sailors a year that may come and use the facility. Now, how are you going to operate the premises when there are also members of the public from Hong Kong also want to use the facility? How are you going to to reconcile the kind of conflict between the two important customers.
Sure.
Thank you.
With if I can answer that one
sure.
now for you, the with the security, with we've lost the waterfront in front of Fenwick Pier, and the security is. Different nations have different security levels, which the U.S. has the highest security for their sailors when they come ashore. But all that security will be at the landing point. So, for instance, at the landing steps is where they will have the security. At the first point of debarkation from the water taxis. Fenwick Pier will not. Fenwick Pier will be still open to the public when we have large numbers of visitors coming to Hong Kong. All right. And we don't see any problem with that. The only time that we may have to close is when, for example, Hong Kong in the summertime, we get typhoons, which means that the ships may have to do an emergency sortie out of Hong Kong due to weather. Okay? If that happens, then there will be what they call an emergency recall, and trying to get 5,000 people at the same place at the same time is very difficult. So with that, we may have to try to have them assembled there because we will certainly have the space. And at that time, we may ask to close down the building just so we can facilitate the sailors getting back to where they need to go. But that is the only time we see that we may have to close the building at all.
Okay, thank you. I saw a hand from Alvin, then Sujata.
Yeah, there's several areas designated for open space for public use. Most of them were directly connected to eatery, eating place, so F&B catering, I believe. And I would like to draw your attention to clause 22. It says here, seatings and tables will be provided, picnic area and play equipments will be provided for different age groups and various activities. I think this is extremely important. I'm almost just expressing my personal view beyond the purpose of rezoning, that I hope that at least one of those different eateries could be affordable to the more mass public. Because as you know, the ICC, IFC, you're always attached to an open public space, but then it's not so affordable for the mass. So at least one, I hope.
We actually want the entire building to be affordable for everyone in Hong Kong to come and enjoy. That is our goal.
Sujata?
Thank you, Chen. I'm glad to see that Fenwick Pier is still here. There was one time it was discussed that it was going to go long time ago. It's no more a pier anymore. It's like so much inland, and maybe needs to be rebranded somehow. But I just had a question about how long is this whole procedure going to take? Like if you start building or refurbishing this building, and what happens at that time? And the other thing is you talked about some connection to the harborfront that is not approved yet. So I think a little bit confusion about what are the key things that are being changed, what are things that are being kept, and how long this whole process will take. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Peter?
Well, I just had an obvious question, I think, really. I mean, forgive me for saying this, but the SGA does seem to me a little bit like an anomaly in the present age. Is the retention or upgrading of Fenwick Pier necessarily related to the building itself? I mean, it's nice to have the facilities open to the public. And you say that about 35,000 sailors use it every year, which seems an enormous amount, really, in comparison to what it used to be in the old days when the Americans used to come into Hong Kong in their tens of thousands. I appreciate that, you know, service personnel have used the SGA for a long time, but it seems a very spatially extravagant solution for the modern age. It seems to me also, if you look at the actual facilities, I mean, they are very basic recreational. In fact, I think somewhere it actually says that they are mainly eating places, shops and services. So I mean, why is it necessary if sailors come into town, they can eat anywhere, they can shop anywhere. Similarly, also, although of course technically it's nice to have it open for Hong Kong people, I mean, again, why would Hong Kong people go there to eat or shop when they can eat or shop anywhere else? So I don't know. It just seems to me to have white elephant written over it.
Okay. Thanks, Peter. Any other comment? Because I asked the respondent to respond. Okay. Yes, Theo.
Okay. I'm going to bring up our PowerPoint display, and we're going to go to slide 19 here to show just a little bit the first question. Okay, so the idea of where, how are the people going to get to and from this building, from the north and the south? As you can see on this slide here, we have the front of the building for the Wan Chai hinterland. From the Art Event Plaza, we have an entrance to the west. We will have an entrance to the east, as well as on the eastern side is where we would connect to the Hong Kong Performing Arts Extension. That's where that would connect to. So you have four different ways directly from the south, from the north, from the east, and the west that are all open, barrier-free for the public to get to the building. That's...
Thank you.
Go ahead. Yip is our he's representing Headlands Development here, who are our program manager for our building.
Okay, I'm here to answer the questions on how long the process will be. Assuming we can get approval from Plan D and Town Planning Board in Q3 this year, we'll start to hire our consultants, and then we'll start the building department submission process. The actual building refurbishment, some renovations work, will start in Q3 of 2015, and it will end at Q4 of 2017. So it's around 2.5 years of the construction work.
Okay.
And then just to say, what is being kept? The iconic. We're keeping everything that has been something that a sailor, and I was a sailor for 30 years in the Navy, so would want to see. So we want to do our core business for the U.S. and the other foreign sailors who come to Hong Kong, which will be we'll have a barber shop, a tailor shop. We'll have some accessory shops for them. We want to have the food and beverage. And quite honestly, when 6,000 sailors come and visit Hong Kong, Fenwick Pier becomes quickly we have two, and they are certainly maxed out by all the sailors who come there. So that's why we want to increase the number in F&B at Fenwick Pier. Along with that, so we're not really removing anything from Fenwick Pier. But right now, we do have a number of accessory shops that will be decreased. But we will still keep one or two accessory shops, something that appeals to our foreign naval visitors. The only thing that we're really doing is we're expanding the food and beverage to try to handle some of these large groups of sailors when they come in. So that's we're maintaining our core business for the U.S. sailors. And why is it necessary to maintain Fenwick Pier? My personal thought is, it's like I said, Hong Kong has been a port of call for foreign naval visitors for as long as Hong Kong's been Hong Kong, providing basic hospitality. That's what we do. We provide the basic hospitality for the visiting sailors who come here, which will also be then available for anyone in the public to want to come here, to come to Fenwick Pier as well. Public engagement, you know, will be a nodal point for the waterfront, for people to come to the waterfront, to enjoy the waterfront, while still maintaining our mission, which is to take care of sailors, foreign sailors who come to Hong Kong. And the goal is to be able to offer them, and the sailors come to Fenwick Pier because we offer things like free Wi-Fi for them. We have televisions for them that they can watch. We have telephones that they can call home with, call home and talk to. We have an information booth where they can get information for what is going on in Hong Kong. We have lockers for them that they can use at no cost for them to store things while they're there. And quite honestly, we provide that at a very, very low cost to the sailors when they come there. And we also feel that the increased F&B will take care of the sailors, but will also be very attractive to other visitors or for local Hong Kongers to enjoy their waterfront.
Okay, thank you. Ginger.
Just for members' information, when the Tongbun Board considered the proposed rezoning, definitely the site boundary will be considered as one of the issues, taking into account the planned use in the adjoining areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you further elaborate on what do you mean by site boundary will be an issue? I understand that the site boundary has changed, right? So does
the
it,
boundary
what
has
is
been
the
changed,
consideration?
Now
is it including to other people's land or whatever?
No. Because it's rather irregular.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Now rather irregular, and because we do have some adjoining uses, and we need to take into account what we plan to use and how the two uses will have the interface and. Then to decide on the proper site boundary. I mean the site boundary is not for us to determine, but the zoning boundary, to be exact. So the town plan board will decide on the proper zoning boundary if it agrees to the proposed rezoning.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your information. Other question, comment?
Can I just add?
Yes.
I just wanted to add... also, to supplement the question from Peter, is why do we need to have such a building? It's really because we need to have space that can cater to the large groups of people to come into Hong Kong. Otherwise, when Navy men come, it's really a large mass. But if you have all these people converging into some of the existing...
Can you move the mic closer to you?
If you have all the people converging into some of the typical restaurants or establishments or streets in Hong Kong, it can become quite unorganized. So this is a place where there's hospitality. They can find their way, and there's somewhere for them to go. And for the public, it's also very important that what we're providing is supporting uses for the waterfront. We're directly integrated with the Arts Events Plaza that's being proposed. The open spaces are integrated, and what we're providing is a number of open spaces on different levels. So that gives the public a choice of activity areas where they can actually enjoy the harbor. And it's not just a place where they go there and there's nothing to do. No, they can come here, there's F&B, they can sustain, they can have a sustained stay, and there's lots. It's a three-dimensional space as well for them to enjoy the spaces.
Okay, thank you. Yes?
I'd just like to add one thing. You know, we just had the French Navy here, and we have the U.S. Navy coming up. To get ships to come to Hong Kong or to choose Hong Kong over Singapore or Kuala Lumpur, Fenwick Pier is a key part of that. The Asian economies, everybody would like to have a ship come and pump millions of dollars into the local economy in just a few days with big spending sailors. So when they make a decision, Fenwick Pier is part of that because they like to know that they've got that support there for the sailors that we provide. And without it, could easily we would have even less ships come here and we wouldn't get that economic stimulus. So it's a very important factor in the decision for navies all around the world whether to come to Hong Kong or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Members, other comments? No? Okay. Okay, so well, here are our comments to your proposal. Well, as chair, I do not hear any strong objection to your proposal. There are some suggestions that, well, like appreciating the opening up space for public, your opening of the venue for public use. Just want your food and beverage things to be affordable, right? I think you are not actually changing the bulk of the building or change grossly the use of building, and you are using the same site as you are. Despite that, boundary was a little bit need to tailor it a little bit, which I think from a harbor planning point of view, we you know, it's nothing controversial to the Harbor Front Commission. Well, the planning department will consider it, well, according to their own concern, but I think from a harbor planning point of view, we don't see much impact, I would say, on the principles of harbor planning. Right, so here it is. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. Okay.